You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our guy Todd Early tonight. Connelly Early.
Let's go.
On the hill. Do or die. Win or go home. Winner take all game three tonight in the Bronx. You can catch it on WEEI. Late game, Keith. 808.
808?
I know y'all loving those 808s.
I'm good with the 808 game. I'm good with any game.
I feel good about it now.
I talked myself into the 608 game. That ended up being great because the game would end. It'd be high intensity, and then it was still only like 9 o'clock. You're like, okay. Got the whole night ahead of me.
Thursday night into a Friday, I'm okay with an 808
start. I'm good with the 808.
I didn't want that on a Tuesday.
No.
But that's the late game tonight because the Dodgers advanced over the Cincinnati Reds. We do have three winner-take-all games today.
Yep.
Guardians-Tigers, the other NL matchup. Who is that? Padres and...
Cubbies.
Thank you. Yep. And the Red Sox game tonight. So Connelly Early is the first ever pitcher to start a winner-take-all postseason game within 30 days of making his MLB debut.
Unbelievable.
That's what he's doing tonight, Keith.
I love it. I mean, we saw these guys. It's amazing how they started the year being like, all right, we're going to keep all the stud prospects in the minors with the exception of Christian Campbell because he has a contract. And then he's rookie of the month. And you're like, hey, look at this. And then he can't hit anymore or field. And they send him down to the minors. We never see him again. And then for a time, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are kind of carrying the team. They both get hurt. They're not playing. And then out of nowhere, two guys that were rumored to be in different trade deadline deals that they keep, Peyton Tolley and Connelly Early, end up being factors on this team. And you see Tolley last night out of the bullpen. Connelly Early is now the number three starter on the team because of the Giolito injury. So a guy that we never mentioned all season long is now the game three starter in a do or die game against the Yankees. It's crazy. He's made four starts. His first one was electric. 11 strikeouts in 5 innings. He was awesome.
Against the A's? Although
scrappy.
A's. The frisky little lineup over
frisky.
There.
Frisky. Yeah. Frisky. Second start also against the A's. Was very good in that one. And then he was much more mortal against the Rays and the Tigers. Still a 2.33 ERA in 19 and a third innings with 29 strikeouts. So, I don't know. I don't want to jinx it or anything, but he is the type of guy that could have himself a pretty magical night. He could. He's capable of it. And he's a lefty, which we just saw. Now, Crochet is next level, but we just saw what a lefty versus their lefty lineup can look like.
I think that's huge.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. So, Nick came in the last break, and he goes, don't you trust Cora in this type of game over Boone? And my answer is, yeah. I trusted him last night over Boone. But specifically with a lefty on the mound, if Early gives you anything, I mean, if he's Bayo and he's pulled in the third, then disregard this.
We got to go over under Bayo.
Over.
Over. I'm taking the over.
I'll take the over.
Three innings?
I don't know. What are his outs? What's the over under on his outs? If someone can look that up.
I'll pull that up.
But Connelly Early, there are distinct splits early in his career. Lefties are 3-for-20 off of him. So I think Aaron Boone might lose this game before it even starts tonight. He's itching to get Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm in the lineup, because he got a lot of flack for sitting those guys in game one.
And they were both all over the game yesterday.
They both made huge plays last night. Rice hit the homer. He had another hit. He stung another one. Chisholm scored the winning run. Chisholm also knocked down that ball that Eaton should have scored on. So, I mean, I wonder if he's itching to get those guys in. That would be a mistake. That would be a mistake if he doesn't get his righties in against Connolly early, who's fared okay against righties. They hit 259 off him, 14 for 54. Early's also struck out 13 of the 20 lefties he's faced. So I think Boone could lose that right there. I also trust Cora to get the lefties back in today. Abreu should be in. Lowe should be in. Yoshida should be in.
Yoshida feels like you have so much confidence now in him when he's at the plate. It's crazy.
And Duran is going to be in there. He should have been in there last night, yeah. But he'll be in there tonight. And I have an odd feeling he's going to come through. Cora, get all your lefties in. Boone might be stupid enough to put his lefties in against Connolly early. And, yeah, not only do I have more faith in Cora, it might just come down to the lineup. When we see the lineups today, I might be like, this game's already over.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And because, you know, two of the quote-unquote lefty killers for the Red Sox haven't been doing it, right? Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder are a combined 0 for 11. So now get those guys out.
So they were great in regular season. I was talking about this with Turp before the show. Yeah. You were not in the room, I think, when we were talking about this.
I was stuck in traffic today. There was like an 18-wheeler like pulled over on the side of the road, and he's like, anybody help? I can't.
I'd put Romy at second, and I would sit Sogard, but that's just me. Sogard has one hit from the left side. The other time he turned around last night, it didn't happen.
I'm not playing Romy or Refsnyder. I'm playing either one of those.
I would start Romy tonight.
So the reason why I wouldn't is he's looked bad, and on top of it, when we had Will Fleming on yesterday, he's like, he's fighting something. So I'm like, if he's not even 100%,
yeah, counterpoint. The option. Other guy, and I know he's hit for a couple of games, the other guy is Nick Sogard.
Or guy I haven't mentioned yet, David Hamilton.
Not him.
No, Hammy can sit too.
Him. He can pinch run.
Dude, Sogard, I think right now Sogard greater than Romy. Nick Sogard had one of the plays of the series so far.
He did.
So I'll take my chances with Sogard. Either way, you're talking about a guy hitting ninth anyway.
Sure, I'd chalk that up as a win, and I'd get the guy who's played most games for you in tonight. But look, let's see that with Cora. That one's on the line.
No, but I think other than that, it's fairly obvious, right? You put Lowe at first. We're debating second. The left side's normal. And then Duran, Rafaela, Willier, Abreu. Yoshida's your DH. Narvaez is your catcher. Early's on the mound. Let's go.
Done. Yeah. Done. I think it's easier for Cora. I think there's a chance, anyway, and we'll see how it goes down tonight, that Boone makes a mistake and leans in on his lefties because they came through for him last night. Real quick, the guy on the other side, we've talked about him a couple of times, Cam Schlittler.
Schlittler?
He is pitching for the Yankees tonight. Now, I don't know if you've heard this anywhere. Keith,
Local guy.
We uncovered this.
Local flavor.
He is from Walpole. I've not heard anyone else mention that.
How do you like that?
He went to the Northeastern University.
Holy smoke. Kind of a baseball factory all of a sudden.
Yeah, kind of is.
These guys.
Yeah. Ottavino, Schlittler. Yeah.
My buddy.
Pretty
Bessie.
Much it. Yeah. No,
it's the spring training games against the Red Sox that really do it.
My buddy threw out the first pitch after they won the baseball bean pot at Fenway.
How about that? Nice.
Pretty good.
So anyway, here's Cam Schlittler, who I read this morning. His father also is like chief of police in Needham or something like that.
Hey, small world.
So I don't know. Sick brag, bro. They must be busting his balls over at the Needham Police Department, because apparently Schlittler and the whole Schlittler family have turned their back on the Red Sox.
Have you fully converted your family to Yankee fans?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. Again, obviously growing up in Boston, you know, I take pride in being from Boston. Again, when it came to, you know, my career and where I want to be, this is where I want to be. So, you know, they're full Yankee guys now. So they don't wear it as much around in Boston, just because. But, you know, when they're here, they're very prideful about it.
Dude, no way.
Schlittler.
No way.
All the Schlittlers.
So I could understand rooting for him. Sure. Like, he's your kid. You want him to do well. But you're telling me in game one, they're like, come on, Max Fried. No chance. No chance. Otherwise, you weren't really a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, seriously. So anyway, I don't know. That doesn't sound. That's another Yankee to add to the list. There's a lot of hateable Yankees on the list.
A pile of them all of a sudden.
Cruz, Chisholm. You just said another. Who else did you just say?
Oh, Wells.
Oh, Wells.
Grissom.
Grissom with their stupid mustache. Peyton Tolley has a sweet mustache.
It's honestly
those guys have dumb mustaches.
Yeah, Tolley's kick-ass.
Tolley's is great.
It's everybody but Judge. We should hate Judge because he's so good, but I don't. It's like everybody else.
Again, I mean, I don't want to be biased against freakishly tall people with ogre voices, but yeah, Judge is fairly likable.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but the Ben Rice, no thank you. And then it's led by Aaron Boone, which is super easy to dislike, so.
Okay. It's Schlittler v. Early. Just like they drew it up. In game three, winner take all, loser goes home. It is a do or die situation tonight. You can catch it on WEEI First Pitch, 8:08.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.